The later expedition also became a search for wisdom. Both Evan and Kalamakatke had come into the forest to fill the empty shells of themselves, their Kyurachaki, with memories, understanding, and dreams. Kalamakatke did so as the last of his tribe. As much as Evan needed him to find the magic flower, he needed this white man in order to pass on, with his jaguar tooth necklace, his knowledge and his power. And even though he did not fully trust him, he did so. Many who saw the film assumed that Antonio Bolivar and old Kalamakatke were one and the same. In 2019, too, for a Netflix crime thriller series of Ciro Guerra's called The Green Frontier, he played a detective, thoroughly steeped in ancestral wisdom. He was not a shaman, but he came close. His role was to gather and preserve his tribe's myths and tales, its knowledge of medicinal botany, its ways of hunting and planting. He was everyone's grandfather, the one who, round the fire or in the longhouse, would vividly and emphatically retell the old stories. Father God, when he walked on earth, had left footprints there, handprints there, and huge rocks carved like seats. When humans appeared, some of the great beings who had come before them remained as animals, and hence as gods. The stars, too, had once been living beings inside the earth. Some were still there, as diamonds or emeralds, but with evolution over thousands of years, had moved up to the sky. He passed on cures, too. The ancestors, who had no hospitals, would take water, pray over it, and use it. Before there were vaccines, they would make red anato dye from the achiote tree to paint protective stripes on their skin.